Unit 10. Emotions and Personality. Lesson A. Building Vocabulary. A. Meaning from Context. Page 184.
What's the matter? You look like you're sad.
I'm reading a newspaper. How can I look sad?
I'm just reading your facial expression. I learned that when people experience basic emotions like sadness or fear, you can see it in their faces.
But I'm Indonesian and you're Canadian. Maybe we make different facial expressions to express the same emotions.
Well, that's the interesting thing. Back in the 1800s, Charles Darwin speculated that our facial expressions, like smiling when we're happy, are a universal human phenomenon.
So was he right? Do we all make the same facial expressions?
We do. Around 40 years ago, a psychologist named Paul Ekman confirmed Darwin's theory. He conducted an experiment, and the results showed that people across cultures make the same facial expressions to express the same emotions.
So it doesn't matter which culture we come from.
Right. He also wondered whether the things that trigger our emotions might be universal.
Interesting. So are the things that cause our emotions the same for everyone?
But the answer is yes and no. Certain things are universal, like a sudden movement in our field of vision triggers fear, for example.
That makes sense. A sudden movement could signal danger, so maybe we react because of our instincts.
Right, but some things don't trigger the same emotion. For example, one person could associate the smell of the sea with something positive, like a vacation.
And another person might associate the smell with a sad time in their lives.
Exactly.
And I suppose that those emotional triggers might have to do with personality as well.
You're probably right.